Blog Talk Radio.
Compassion, and please hear us when we cry.
Listen, Mike, this is Bishop Turner with the $1 trillion Fork. This is Friday night. Where's the money? Who got the money? Who got your money? Who got my money? And I want you to know that this is a $1 trillion flow night. We're talking about who got the money, where the money at. And I want you to know this is, we're talking about September the 20th, 2013. There's a lot going on over the world and across the country. Congress about to shut down. They're still fighting Obama. They're still fighting all the stuff that's going on. But tonight, I want to share with some of you that called in, that's what's going on, whipping the city of Chicago and what's going on in the city of Detroit and what's going on about this whole nation. And I cannot with good conscience talk about America and the social problems that we have in America that I talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a drum major for justice and right for all the people, and I want to play a little of this.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won.
That's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's been dead for 45 years as of today. And I want to say to you tonight, I got some statistics here to tell you about. Dr. Alexander, if you put your hand up, I know you want to talk. I just press one. I know you want to have something to say about this shooting over in Inglewood. And I'm going to ask Dr. Alexander to call in. He's the pastor of Union Baptist Church over in on the north side. I had other ministers to call in. And Dr. Kitchen to call in all the way from Detroit. So it's some things that we should talk about that's going on in our country and going on in our world tonight. And I want to share with you, I was on Channel 5 tonight speaking about people was calling me from Georgia. What's going on in Chicago? From New York, what's happening? 13 people got shot. Now, I'm going to give some statistics to you tonight. This is Bishop Turner, your host tonight, the $1 trillion flow. More money than the government. Where's the money? It's time for you to go in your business. It's time for you. I want to talk to women. It's time for you to fix your own hair, do your own nails. It's time for citizens to cut their own grass or try to give back. Now, I want to deal with the thugism, the guerrilla warfare, the urban guerrilla warfare that's going on in Chicago, Detroit, New York, even down in Mobile, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, going on in Birmingham, Alabama, across the length breadth of this nation. And I know some of you say, well, Bishop, what we can do? I'm going to give you the word what you can do or how you need to do it. And I want you to know it'll work if you ask it to work. I know I got 7305, you know. I'm just going to pull him up. 7305, do you have a comment about the shooting happened over in Eaglewood? I'm talking to 7305. 7305, do you have a comment tonight? Yes, you have a comment about the shooting over in, 13 people got shot last night? Okay. Now, if you got a comment about the shooting last night, press 1 on your phone, and I know that you want to talk about the shooting happened last night. Now, 7305, I know you got something to say. Because you're one of those leaders. But anytime you just get ready, just press 1. And I know you have something to say about what's been going on in this city because you're one of the major players in the city. The mayor went to the hospital and he went to the church, Reverend Brooks Church, to have prayer. When I feel that the mayor is part cause of this, shutting the schools down, not giving up jobs like it ought to be, so we're caught up in a catch-22. I'm going to share this with you tonight, and then we're going to talk. Okay, we're going to talk. And after we talk, and we're going to have prayer too, but people, so many people call me, and on the internet, call me on the phone, what's going on in Chicago? And I'll be listening, Bishop, to know what's happening in Chicago. Already we are labeled the murder capital of the world, Chicago. We got that level, okay? Now, you want to know what's going on and what's really happening in Chicago. This show is $1 trillion Flow. It's about business. It's about networking, getting together, setting up your business, going knowing, sawing, and flowing economically, knowing that you can make a difference in your business. I want every one of you to go to the web, look up Black Wall Street, and read about the history of Black Wall Street. I think it was back in 32, whatever. It's on the internet. And look up Black Wall Street. It's going to blow your mind what those people had. That planes, banks, business, stores, churches, and they were functioning on their own. They didn't beg for no welfare, didn't try to get no ABC. They was doing it on their own. They was doing it on the black-hand side. I just want to share that with you tonight because these are statistics that I got that I'm going to share with you tonight. And I want you to come and fly with me tonight. I got a blue eyes. Come and fly with me while I can let you know what's really going on in the city of Chicago and across this country. I want to quote this. Dick Gregory said in a meeting, he was speaking, he said they're going to give guns to the children. The children going to shoot the mamas and daddies, and she picked sisters and brothers. It's happening. It's happening. You know, one of the things is when you kill the leaders, the head has no leadership. And in Chicago, we had to gain the Team Nation. We had the Black Peace Stone. We had the Disciples. We had the Latin Kings. And we had the devil disciples. All those leaders went to jail. So these young men out here now call themselves gang. They're doing anything. But now it's not about gangbanging. It's about money. You said, it's not about gang. It's about money. Don't get on my corner. My corner is a $50,000 corner a day. So I don't want you on this corner, and any means necessary, I'll shoot the police if he get on this corner. That's the kind of mentality these young folks got. Now, A young lady asked me at the Hilton tonight, she said, Bishop, tell me why all this happening. Drugs, cocaine, crack, crystal meth, drugs. We have supply and demand, drugs. Drugs and guns. Let me say it again. Drugs and guns. Somebody, and it had to come from Washington. We don't have diplomatic community. In the ghetto, we don't have no plane, no trains. We have no way to bring dope into Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. We have no way. So somebody at the top echelon level is letting the dope filter into the black community, letting the drugs filter into the black community, and letting the gun, when a kid 12 years old can get a 357 Magnum, and a young man 18 can get an AK-47, those guns is used in war over in Afghanistan, in Vietnam, in Korea. Somebody dropping the ball, and they dropping the ball in your community, in your neighborhood. Now, let me give you a statistic. In Chicago, 3,200 people been shot. Add them 13 to it that just got shot last night. I ain't talking about TV was shot. That's 4,500 people been shot in the city of Chicago from January to February. Let me say it. That's 45 people been shot from January up to September. Now, there's 900 people been killed, shot and killed from January up to September to right now. That's September the 20th, up to right now. Now, let me say it again. 4,500 people in Chicago and 12 children been killed. And now that's about 3 been killed. That's 12 been shot. And we got one right now in critical condition. I think it'll be all right. But I want to wake you up this morning. Tell your pastor. Tell the people in the church. So we got to do something. When the people get mad, when the motherboard, the usher board of the church started raising some hell, it's going to be some changes going on in the community. Now, let me share this with you. Lundale, Inglewood, Roseland is 4 areas in the city of Chicago where all the killing going on at. And now Ottoman and all the Ottomans of the killing ward are black. And now come up and say, let's have a town hall meeting. Let's get together and let's stop the violence. Now, young lady on TV crying, said, what can I do? Now, them thugs, them guerrilla warfare, those urban guerrillas, they got up to a gun and shot 13 people with an AK-47, shot 45 times. You know they can't shoot. Shot 45 times with AK-47 and shot 13 people. Now, somebody seen that. I was over in the neighborhood this morning. People scared to come out the house. I'm not going to live in fear. And men, black men, white men, brown men, have to come together. And let's stop it. Let's make something happen. Now, Bishop, what is the root cause? The root cause of lack of jobs, lack of parents raising their children, children raising children. Now, it was 10 o'clock at night. What they're doing in the park at 10 o'clock at night? But the power, they can be there anytime they want to. But you got to watch over your children, parents, and you got to send them to school. And with the board of education now, those boys that did the shooting, they probably got kicked out of school, no tolerance level. They don't let you stay in school. No trade, no skill. They fail, robbing and stealing children. Women are scared to go to the store to get milk and bread for their children. So we know that we're in a situation now where we must come together. I'm talking about Mississippi, mass killings going on. I'm talking about Birmingham, Alabama. I'm talking about Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm talking about Gary. I'm talking about St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm talking about Las Vegas, New York, Detroit. Detroit, over 1,000 killings in Detroit right now. They got 55 or 75 people in the mall that they don't know who they are. They can find some shots on the street, don't know what they robbed. But every one of all that 50 in the mall, as I speak right now, have been shot. This tells you that somebody is slipping guns into the community. Somebody is slipping dope and guns into our community. This is happening right now before our eyes. It's unsafe for your children to go to school. It's unsafe for women to walk at night. This is worse than Chicago, is worse than Afghanistan, worse than Iran right now. In Chicago, in Detroit, you can survive better over in the military than on the streets of Chicago, on the streets of Detroit, and on the streets of New York. I'm keeping it real. Why has the ministers have been so silent? Why have the rabbis have been so silent? Why have the aldermen of these different wards, they black, have been so silent about the killing that's going on all over black America? Why, and I want to ask a question, why is the Masons there? Why is the Eastern Star? Why is the Black Caucus? Why is the Black Ministers Conference? Why is the National Baptist Ministers Conference? Why is the Metropolitan Ministers? Why is all these churches and these preachers ain't doing a damn thing? Excuse the French, but I had to get that out tonight. Ain't doing nothing to stop the killing going on. If we want to, we can stop it, but we must be together tonight to stop it. It's unbearable that 13 people were shot with an AK-47, and the Chicago police, can't find who did it. They had a summit in Chicago. They had the national summit. There are thousands of people. Did nobody get shot? Did nobody go to jail? Now, you tell me, ain't something wrong about what's going on? They had a world conference right here in Chicago this summer. Then nobody gets shot. Something is going on. Come and fly with me, because we got to go a little bit higher. And I want you to know tonight, down in New Orleans, people are shooting. Baton Rouge, they will call me from Sweetport, tell me that a son got shot 3 times. You don't know how you get your fountain dead out there by the car. Baby, this is about drugs and mass murder. The murder is among us. Yeah, we got to pray. You know, prayer ain't no good in a God meeting. You got to fight and pray. And God will come in and do something. This is the truth. Y'all go, why all this happening, Bishop? Because it's a money thing. Selling dope for the cartel, that's the money. We lost the houses because the market company, with their Ponzi scheme, put you out of their houses. The banks did that. The car dealers shut all the factories down and went to Washington to get welfare. The banks went to Washington and got $1 trillion and said they're going to give you your money. We got less homeowners now than we ever had in America. So the big-time businessmen, they went to China. They went to Korea. And we are eating from Korea. We're wearing clothes from Korea. And your son bought some Nike gym shoes that made in a sweatshop in Korea and carried down to Walmart, and you buying it for $500, for $600, for $300 with Nike and all these. And the football player and the basketball player is okay with that. Michael Jordan name on Air Jordan, and they're making them in the sweatshop. We are enslaving people, and we're taking blood from people that are being enslaved by big corporations. Y'all don't like me tonight. That's where the money at. The money have been moved from us. The poor get poor, and the rich get richer. Look around you. Look in your neighborhood. How many businesses in your neighborhood? Look in your neighborhood. You got to leave out to go to Walmart. Walmart is bringing everything from China, Russia, everything else. Even they make flags for America. Oh, y'all ain't liking me now. Oh, I'm telling the truth. The truth might hurt. We got to get ready to do something great. If you have anything to say tonight, press one. I'm talking about the shooting that on 51st and Woods last night, where a young man jumped out the car with an AK-47 and shot 13 people for nothing. That's on the things that going on. I want you to get ready. I see a hand up right now. Okay, let me get this hand up right here. Okay, 73. 7305, you're up, you're on.
Yes, Bishop Turner.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right, this is Dr. Alexander. How you, doctor?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Dr. Alexander, I want to share something with you. The killing ain't going on the north side like it's doing in Inglewood, Lawndale, Roseland, and other communities. And where all the killing's going on, it's black armaments. And it's black politicians ain't never come together to have a citywide mass rally to deal with the killing. Jesse Jackson ain't came out. The NAACP ain't came out. Ain't no community organization had a citywide mass rally like Dr. Martin Luther King used to have to bring all people together and deal with this dope and killing in our community. Now, you can elaborate.
Well, most of the crime that's happening is happening in the black community. And you would think that the black politicians in these communities, the aldermen and the state reps and state senators and all this concern, that they would come together and try to come up with some solutions. But let me say this. Let me say this. We know that these young guys don't bring guns and drugs into the community. That's the first thing. Now, we know another thing. We have a lot of social issues out here. They're closing down schools. We don't have playgrounds. We don't have social services. We don't have training facilities to train some of these young guys, and especially these guys that have records so that they can go out and become productive citizens. We need to do that. And another thing is this, and I'm going to say this, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but I'm going to be honest. There's money now in housing prisoners. You know, there's money
right.
being made. There's about $39,000 or $42,000, $43,000 a year paid for housing prisoners. And if you look at, they're building more prisons than they're building colleges. So
that's a means of
revenue. Now, there's another thing also, and I know people aren't going to like this. When these young guys go out here and commit these heinous crimes, it's black on black, and these are black guys killing black people. Listen, I'm all for what the Bible says. And I know it says thou shalt not kill, so they shouldn't kill. But the Bible also says that when we have people out here that commit these kinds of murders and stuff, that I'm for bringing the electric chair back. Now, I know people are going to call in and they're going to write and they're going to say everything. But until we have some kind of deterrent to let these young folk know, young guys know that when you go out here and just drive up and shoot innocent babies and you're killing babies and killing kids, something needs to be done. Other than just talking about putting them in jail and they stay there 4 or 5 years. The Bible, you read over and you start reading in Genesis, Exodus, and all over in the Old Testament where it says that we as a society, when we have people like this, that we must remove them from society. Now, when you had the chair, they don't care about shooting policemen. They shoot and kill anybody now because they feel there's no repercussion. You put them in jail. They put them back in jail with their gang buddies. They right back. It's like going back home. But that's another thing. But we've got to come together and find some solutions. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. You're not going to get all the guns out of the country because guns are everywhere. You know, you're not going to get rid of all the drugs. But we've got to instill into our young people that if you go out here and you ride up on innocent people and you're shooting and killing people and everything, that we as the people of the United States of America, as American citizens, we need to see about having you put away where you won't ever be a bother to anyone else.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. But it's more killing on the south side than on the north side. Why is that?
Well, you know why, Bishop? Because let me tell you something. The minute that these black guys start killing non-blacks, they start killing white folk, they'll have the National Guard in here. And then, look, they're not crazy. They're not crazy. They're not going to ride up on the north side. You know, my church is over there in what used to be called Cabrini Green. We used to have shootings and everything, but now they've torn down Cabrini. They've torn down Robert Taylor, and they put all these expensive townhouses up, and they've brought there's an influx of white people all in the community and everything. I'm trying to do a veterans village over there now and build a training center to help train some of these ex-offenders and these kids out here that need to be trained so that they can become productive citizens. And I'm having all kind of problems because you know why? They wanna just build more condos. They're not gonna go up there on the north side and start shooting stuff. If they do, they'll have so many policemen out there, they'll call the National Guard in on them.
I agree with you, Dr. Alexander. That's Dr. Alexander from the Mount Sinai. That's Dr. Alexander from the Union Baptist Church up on the near north side downtown in Chicago. I thank you for calling in, Dr. Alexander. For putting in your comments about the 13 people that got shot. I just thank you for that.
Well, that's awful, and that's going to. That's going to continue, Bishop, in the black community until our political. Where are all the aldermen? Where are all these people? You got all these black aldermen and these black politicians in these communities. I have not seen one time when they have all come together and say, let's have some kind of meeting, let's come together and see if we can't do something. What can we do? Why are they?
They absent. In Detroit, they absent. In Chicago, they absent. And with all the killing going on, we have elected officials that knock on our doors, want to get in, and now they won't come and step up to the plate. Now, and I want to thank you for that. I'm going to Detroit, and this young lady in Detroit has something to say. Dr. Kristen in Detroit. Stay on the line, Dr. Kristen. Hello? Detroit. The young lady called from Detroit. They got a... from Detroit. Okay. Yes. But where the lady from Detroit coming together, 4,500 people have been shot, 900 been killed in Chicago, 1,000 in Detroit. They got 50 people right now in the morgue. They don't even know their name. They found them laying on the road shot. They found them in cars shot. They found them in the house shot. Somebody done robbed them. It's like that. It's back in the old West days that's going on. Anytime a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old can get hold to a 9mm, and that's a big gun, and get hold to an AK-47, and over there when them 13 people got shot at, the man shot 45 times. Bullet casings all over the playground where you play ball. Something must be done. And in Detroit, the young man come in and killed the whole family. Down in New Orleans, the boy from Illinois was trying to help build a house. Somebody shot him walking the streets. It's dangerous for young women to walk the street to go get milk to the store for their baby. That's got to stop. And if the politicians, even the president, Obama weighed in last night about the killing the 13 people that were shot. Now, the police can find everything else. They got technology that they can find those young men that got that AK-47, got that gun. That gun they fight in wars. You don't bring that gun. Them guns, they don't even hunt with them. They do war with them guns. These big guns that these children are getting, shooting their parents, shooting their babies, and nightmares going on all over our country. It's time for us to understand somebody making big money off of murder. Somebody making big money off of selling guns and dope and sending people to penitentiary. And now, like Dr. Alexander was saying, going to prison is a big thing. And now you can go to prison and different corporations own prisoners now. The state don't own them all. Like, you got other corporations own different segments of prison. So it's very important for people to get involved on what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Now, if anybody else have anything to say, raise your hand up. Press one on your phone. And I know you have something to say. One young lady said they're having a march tomorrow to that park to dramatize safe community. And the mayor shut down 75 schools. And now, what these kids gonna do? They ain't got no jobs, and these are the things that's going on in the city of Chicago. And I want you to understand that how serious it is down in Mississippi and Arkansas. These are little bitty towns, Shreveport, Louisiana. They killing them, 10 and 12 getting killed, where 50 and 60 getting killed up here, but still. It's black life. Black life ain't worth nothing in America. We stand up. We need to put all them crooked politicians, black crooked politicians, out of office. I'm not voting for now that in those wars have not stood up and tell the women that they're tired of the killing. You got kids going to college and come out, get killed, trying to go to work. It's very important to understand how serious what's going on in our community. And this is what it's all about, folks. Let me tell you what it's all about. This is what it's about. make drugs legal tomorrow won't be a killing. If drugs were legal across the board, the same thing in prohibition, when the alcohol made legal, stop bootlegging. If the drug was made legal, it wouldn't be no killing. They wouldn't have no neighborhood. They wouldn't drop all the drugs off in the ghetto. And that's what's happening. Do you know we got, Dr. Alexander, do you know we got a whole young folks from drug addicts, if they're on crack, tryptamine, we got a whole generation right now is drug dependent. Prescription drugs is illegal drugs, dependent on drugs. Right now, as I speak, we got a whole generation that is drug out. They take drugs for headaches, get nervous, take drugs, they even take Viagra drugs. Can't even be a man or a woman. You got to get a drug for that. So it's very important to understand this is a curse that we are putting on ourselves, and it is so much going on that somebody got to step up, and God got somebody. Let me say this to him. God had Moses. God had Abraham. God had Jacob. And God got somebody tonight that listened to what I'm saying and then get ready to make a difference. That could be your son. That could be your God. I'm praying for every family that lost somebody in this urban guerrilla warfare. Let me say it again. It's guerrilla warfare, black on black in America. We are raised up black guerrillas to kill each other. Like Dr. Alexander said, if it was in the right community, they have the Army, Navy, and Air Force. You see, now, the man, let me share this with you. The boy up in Washington, he went crazy and killed somebody. They want to know what his religion is, what his mama name, what his grandmama name, and they say he a monster. Now the white boy that killed all them kids up there in Newtown, in Newport, they didn't ask what religion it was. They didn't ask for his mama. They didn't say he was a monster. They said he just... went wild. The boy was retarded from step one, and they let him into school to kill them children. But all them people left the Connecticut and went to Washington and loved it. We got to wake up and begin to say, no, no, again, we're going to have the killing that's going on in our community. That's very important for us to stand up. The young lady from Detroit called in. She said she had something to say. If I got so many in the queue tonight, it's full. If you press one, I can get you, young lady. I know that you're in the queue. Well, this young lady coming, I want to play this for you.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will.
That's Dr. Martin Luther King. And he said that we're going to overcome, and I believe that we're going to overcome this. I believe in prayer. I believe prayer breaks the yoke. I don't care what you say about it, but God is in control. And whatever God's doing, I'm with it. I'm going all the way to New Orleans, Pastor Colin to pray, and come back and get Professor London to pray for those that's going to school and college. Pastor Colin.
Father God, I come to you come to you tonight, my Father, in the most humble way I know how. Father God, I come lifting up and praising your holy name. Father God, I come thanking you, my Father, for the things that you've done, doing, and going to do in our life. Father God, I'm calling on you this evening, my Father, to actually look on the sick and afflicted and the shut-in, my Father. Lord, I'm asking you to lift them up, my Father. Lord, go in hospital rooms, bedrooms, my Father. Lift them up, my Father. Oh, please, to have mercy, my Father. Father God, I'm calling on you this evening, my Father. Look on the situation that happened in Chicago, my Father. Lord, look on our young people, my Father. Lord, I'm asking you, my Father, lead them and guide them, my Father, the way that you want them to go, my Father. My Father, I'm asking you, look on bereaved families, my Father. Let them know, my Father, that has been sorrow. Heaven cannot heal, my Father. Oh, please have mercy, my Father. Lord, look on the victims of the flood in Boulder, Colorado, my Father. Lord, I know you're able tonight, my Father, and you're no shorter than your word, my Father, and you do just what you say. Oh, please have mercy, my Father. Lord, I thank you, my Father, for being so good and so kind. These blessings I'm asking in your name, my Father, this evening. Amen and amen.
God bless you for that, Pastor Colin down in New Orleans. But I want to say this to you tonight. Well, you know, we've been able to have hurricanes in Mexico back to back. But we're praying for our schools. Our children is our way out. Stop the killing, save the babies. We're praying for our children all over the land, because if you cut the children off, no education. If you cut the children off, no progress. So I want to pray for the colleges. I want to pray special for every school, every professor, every teacher, everyone that's trying to educate our people, black, white, brown, whatever it is. This thing is a human right. It ain't a black situation. It's a annihilation of human rights. It's killing humans all over. So the devil is busy. I'm going to have Professor Linda to pray for the colleges, the schools, and the professors and the teacher in our own way. Professor Linda.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless
Father
you.
God, we come to you tonight thanking you. Thanking you for being so good. Lord, we just thank you for being so kind and so merciful unto us. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for going out on Calvary and dying that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you tonight for being God all by yourself. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to touch our young folks tonight. Master, you know all about them, Master. Lord, we ask you to touch them. Lord, touch them tonight. I know one touch from you will make everything all right. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, Lord, look down on these universities, Lord. Start with professors, administrators. Lord, just start with them. Lord, just give them a mind to want to do your will. Lord, you know with you all things are possible. Lord, we ask you to touch the students. Touch all your children tonight, Master, that are trying to go to school and get an education. Lord, we ask you to be with them. Be with them, Lord, because we know with you all things are possible. Lord, touch them tonight. Touch them, Lord. We know one touch from you will make everything all right. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we're calling upon you tonight, asking you to look down upon these situations with all of this shooting everywhere. Lord, you know, we know you're able tonight, and you can
Amen.
Do just what you said. You know shorter than your word. So we're asking and believing tonight that everything's going to be all right. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all that's all been said and done. Lord, we ask you to touch all these people out in radio land. This we ask in Jesus' name. We pray our Lord,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say to you tonight, those that's in the queue, I want you to know, don't get stressed. God going to do that. And I want to leave this with you tonight. Isaiah 54:17, I want you to lean on that scripture. I want you to lean on it. I want to leave this with you tonight. That's no weapon. God If you just hold on to God, unchanged, man, it's going to be all right. But I'm praying especially for every mother that lost a son, that lost a daughter, every father that lost a daughter, a son, a husband, a wife. I want to put this in your spirit tonight. I want to put this in your spirit. Meditate on it. Isaiah 54:17. I'm going to put it in your spirit tonight.
Although the Lord said all things would work together for good, it never promised that all things would be good. But we do have a promise. A promise that simply says,
no weapon fired into man shall not swear. Hey, thank you, Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper. No, 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 no. Ain't what a word. Say no.
If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No, not mine. Formed against me shall prosper. Hey, it won't work. Cause I know God will do what he said.
Thank you. your hands together like this. That's it. We're going to have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please. Come on. A little bass.